Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Monday to you. How was church yesterday? My, we had a delightful Lord's Day service here at Bible Baptist Church. Great, great spirit in both services, morning and evening. Decisions made for Christ throughout the day, and just a great, great Lord's Day together. And I hope you had a great Sunday where you were, and that God met with you and spoke to your heart, gave you what you needed, and that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor. And now we're ready to head into this week, and we're looking forward to next Sunday already. It's our old-fashioned Sunday where we dress the part and everybody gets their old-fashioned duds on, and we come to Sunday go to meeting, and we have a great time both morning and evening next week with old-fashioned Sunday dinner on the grounds right after the morning service, and it's a delightful time. If you don't have plans, come on out and join us. You'll enjoy the service with us next Sunday. Now, if your Bible's nearby, I said I want to talk to you today about a to-do list, a daily to-do list. James chapter 1 and verse number 19. James 1 and verse 19. The Bible says, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls." You know, all of us have to determine just what is important in life. What are our priorities? Years ago, about 90 years ago or more, an interview took place between Mr. Charles Schwab, who was then president of Bethlehem Steel, and Ivy Lee, who was a self-styled management consultant. Lee was a very aggressive, self-confident man, and by his own perseverance, had secured an interview with Mr. Schwab. And he was, at that time, one of the most powerful men in the world. Well, during the conversation, Mr. Lee asserted that if the management of Bethlehem Steel would follow his advice, the company's operations would be improved and their profits would increase. And Schwab responded, "If you can show me a way to get more things done, I'll be glad to listen. And if it works, I'll pay you whatever you ask within reason." So Lee handed Schwab a blank piece of paper and said, "Now, write down the most important things you have to do tomorrow." Schwab did so. "Now, number them in order of importance." And Schwab did so. "Tomorrow morning, start on number one. Stay with it until you have completed it. Then go on to number two, and then to number three and number four. Don't worry if you haven't got everything completed by the end of the day. At least you will have completed the most important projects. Do this every day. And after you've been convinced of the value of this system, then have your men try it. Try it as long as you like, and then send me a check for whatever you think the advice is worth." The two men shook hands, and Lee left the president's office. A few weeks later, Charles Schwab sent Ivy Lee a check for $25,000. Now remember, this is in the 1930s. That was a pretty astronomical amount 90 years ago. It's still pretty good today. But he said it was the most profitable lesson he'd learned in his long business career. Well, James is telling us here to take note of the most important matters of life. So here's some daily to-do lists, daily things to do. Number one, make a note of your listening. Let every man be swift to hear. Swift to hear. Before the beginning of athletic event, a little dog strayed from his master onto the field. From the grandstand on one side of the field, someone whistled. And then many other people started whistling for the dog from all sides of the field. Of course, the dog just got confused and frightened, and he crouched to the ground. Then a boy at the end of the field put two fingers in his mouth and whistled shrilly and loudly. The little dog, recognizing his master's call, amidst all the others, leaped to his feet, and with ears erect, he ran straight to his master. Can I ask you a question? Can you hear the master's call above all the other calls of this world? Are you swift to hear? "My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me." John 10:27. When we read the Word of God, we're to listen to the voice of God. You know, the Word of God will speak to you. The Word of God, the Bible says, is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Listen to the Word. Not man's opinions, not man's ideas, but thus saith the Lord. Oh, that we'd be swift to hear the message from God's Word. Stories told of Franklin Roosevelt, who often endured long receiving lines at the White House. And he complained that no one ever really paid attention to what he said. So one day during a reception, he decided to try an experiment. To each person who passed down the line and shook his hand, he said, "I murdered my grandmother this morning." The guests responded with phrases like, "Marvelous, keep up the good work, we're proud of you, God bless you, sir." Not until the very end of the line, when greeting an ambassador from Bolivia, that his words were actually heard. However, the ambassador leaned over and whispered in Roosevelt's ear, "I'm sure she had it coming." Well, let me ask you a question. Are you listening to God through His Word? Let's be quick to listen to God at church when we hear the preaching, at home when we read His Word. Whenever we gather together and the Word of God is taught or preached, give us ears to hear. Then He says, make a note of your speaking. Be slow to speak. Bad words, angry words, mean words, critical words, harsh words. But wait, what are we speaking? Johann Brahms, the English composer, was absolutely truthful in everything he said. He could not tell even an ordinary, conventional lie. His friends were as wax in his hands. He was as great a man as he was an artist. But one blot on his superb character. He was never accustomed to restraining himself or holding his tongue. If he disliked anything, he'd say so. That bluntness, combined with his rough manner, frequently made him appear very harsh. The following remark, listen, this will give you an indication of Brahms. On taking leave of a hostess at a party, he said, "Kindly excuse me if I by chance have forgotten to offend one of your guests." In other words, he's saying, if I didn't offend you verbally, I meant to. Please forgive me for not offending you. Huh. Well, the Bible says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that may minister grace to the hearers. So don't speak words that tear people down. Speak words that build them up. The old adage is still good. If you can't say something good, then don't say anything at all. Don't let corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. So be careful what you say. You can never get those words back. And so let's make sure we're slow to speak, swift to hear, slow to speak. And then number three, take note of your anger. He said, the wrath of man, slow to wrath. The wrath of man works not the righteousness of God. A lady once said to Billy Sunday, there's nothing wrong with losing my temper. I blow up, then it's all over. And Billy Sunday looked at her and said, well, so does a shotgun, but look at the damage it leaves behind. See, and getting angry and losing your temper is going to leave a lot of damage behind. Some get angry and curse. Others get angry and kill others. Rage. Sports rage, youth rage, road rage. We see it all over. Listen, poor sportsmanship and anger. Oftentimes that makes the headlines more than the game on the field. Texas mother would slap the mother of a girl on the winning basketball team at the end of the game. A Florida high school baseball coach broke the umpire's jaw after a disputed call. I mean, all these explanations shows we got a problem with anger in our society. Now, social scientists will blame stress and high expectations and multitasking or racism or whatever it may be, but it's not a psychological problem. It's a moral issue. It's a heart issue. And by the way, see, where'd we get the idea that I'm entitled to everything I want, whenever I want it? Where'd we go? The farther we get from God, the more we're going to have evil, my friend. So let's take note of our anger. The Bible says, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Make sure that we're being careful in taking note of our anger. And then lastly, take note of your sin. Lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the grafted word, which is able to save your souls. Friend, if the Bible says in Proverbs 28:13, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper. But whoso forsaketh and confesseth his sin will have mercy. Listen. Make sure that we're keeping short accounts with God. If we confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. David would pray, keep thy servant from presumptuous sin. Let not them have dominion over me. Presumptuous means assuming an action is true or permissible without a biblical warrant. Nadab and Abihu assumed God would accept their incorrectly given incense. Uzzah assumed God wouldn't mind if he kept the ark from falling when he reached out and touched it. See, the core idea of a presumptuous sin is the one who sins in this way and acting arrogantly and willfully. He's sinning with his eyes wide open. How do we get rid of that moral filthiness and that evil that's in us? We pray. We confess that sin to the Lord. We ask for mercy and forgiveness. We turn from that sin and we accept the word of God. What God says about that sin. That word confess our sin in 1 John 1:9 means we agree with God about our sin. God says it's wrong, it's wrong. God says it's right, it's right. Don't take pleasure in sin. Ask God to forgive you. Ask God to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Two guys were not known for being very smart, and they're driving a delivery truck down a road when it came to a tunnel. The sign read, warning, maximum height 10 feet, 0 inches. So they get out and measure their truck. However, their truck was just over 12 feet high. They didn't know what to do. Finally, one of them looked both directions and said, "Well, I don't see any police. Let's go for it." Now, as ridiculous as that sounds, there's many people who take that approach to sin. Well, if nobody sees me, I guess it's okay. Let's go for it. We can get away with it. But you can't get away with sin any more than those guys could get away with driving a 12-foot truck through a 10-foot tunnel. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You won't get away with your sin. Confess it and forsake it, and God will have mercy upon you. Well, do you make a to-do list for today? Here's a good spiritual to-do list. Make sure you listen to God every day. Be swift to hear. Think before you speak. Better yet, say a prayer before you speak to anybody. Swift to hear, slow to speak. Then don't let your anger get the best of you. Let the Lord have the best of you. Respond by the Spirit. Don't react in the flesh. All right? Slow to wrath. Slow to wrath. Number four, go after your sin in your life with a big hammer. The hammer of the Word of God. Let God shine the spotlight on it and then confess and forsake that sin. And God will have mercy upon you. That is our spiritual to-do list for Monday, October 13, 2025. Hope that'll be a help to you, and we can keep up with our spiritual to-do list, all right? Well, we're going to have a great Monday as we continue on through the fall season. Been a great fall, and we're looking forward to being with you again, Lord willing, on our broadcast tomorrow. And I'll talk a little bit about all I need. All right? And we look forward to that same time, same place tomorrow for the broadcast. Thanks for listening. Well, I appreciate each of our listeners on Words to Encourage Radio. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.